Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to hour number three on this December 14th. Oh, 11 shopping days till Christmas. Went out and did a little mall hopping yesterday. Not my favorite activity.
I usually do the catalogs.
Well, in this day and age, all you have to do is just dial up Amazon and you pretty much got it taken care of. Does this seem oxymoronic to you? Amazon now actually has a physical store in the Natick Mall.
Mm.
Isn't that kind of like exactly opposite of what Amazon is?
What it should be.
It's an online store. Why do you need a physical store? Didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but actually I was kind of surprised. Usually around this time of year, it is very difficult to find a parking space at a mall. Very difficult to make your way through the corridors. I was there last night, Friday night, about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Really?
And I think that's the Amazon effect. Everybody's doing what you're doing. They're not going to the stores anymore. So it was a breeze. We were in, we were out.
You just got to watch out for your packages.
I beg your pardon?
Make sure nobody steals them.
Oh, the presents, yes. Each and every year, I try to time myself. I usually say, okay, this year I'm going to go in 45 minutes from leaving the car to returning to the car. If I can do this in 45 minutes.
That's a good limit.
I think it's about right.
Does it work out?
Last night, we spent about 45 minutes.
Yeah, yep. That's about my limit.
Not bad. But at this stage, I don't like to buy any kind of physical gift. Whatever it happens to be. I like events like a cruise, a trip to Italy, a game. I'm more into an experience than I am the concrete.
It's very hard when you get to a certain point in terms of buying gifts and stuff because people pretty much have what they want.
Every day is Christmas morning in the Mustard household. I can tell you that. My kids have everything they could ever possibly need. So we always say, all right, give us your list, and what they want is what they already have.
Mm.
If they have four pair of sneakers, why not have eight pair of sneakers? You know, it's Christmas morning every morning in this day, an age of conspicuous consumption, and that's what it's like, unfortunately, at my place. So that's the other problem with Christmas. The older you get, when you were a kid, you know, you couldn't wait for Christmas
morning.
Wake up
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I mean, you were on pins and needles. I was afraid Santa Claus would catch me still being awake. And you know what happens if he catches you and you are awake? And, you know, Christmas Eve and the big day. As an adult.
This is about a year ago?
Yeah, just about a year ago. I'll tell you, it's like when you're Santa Claus now, it's a whole different game. I'll tell you. 617-779-0850. We're looking ahead, of course, to the Patriots. And the Cincinnati Bengals, as I've been mentioning, a rare 1 o'clock game on the Pat's schedule.
Of course, the game was more exciting. I really do.
Well, it's on the road, and with the Patriots' woes offensively, it might be fairly competitive. It could be. You think they're just going to run in there and run roughshod over the Bengals? You're the one who's been complaining about the offense all morning long.
I have been.
Do you envision that somehow or another they're just going to be clicking on all cylinders and marching up and down the field?
Not all
cylinders. It's going to be an ugly game. They're going to win ugly in that game.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be some 40-14 blowout by any stretch. It's not going to be the Ravens versus the Jets. That is not going to happen. They're going to win all three games, but they're going to do it as they've been doing it most of the year with their defense. And we've been talking about that five-game gauntlet.
I'd feel better if some of the offensive woes were starting to get answered. That's what I want to see.
Well, again, as we said earlier, if N'Keal Harry is given the touchdown, which obviously he should have, I think we're saying, oh, they found another weapon.
Yeah.
N'Keal Harry was huge just exactly when the Patriots needed him. If Brady throws to Jacoby Myers wide open at the goal line over the middle in that last play instead of going for old reliable into the corner of the end zone, we might be singing a different tune. I understand. at this point, it doesn't look optimistic if you are thinking the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl in Miami this year, but it's not out of the question.
Fix your problems.
Well, they did it last year. They did, but they also had Devlin healthy. They had Gronk still playing, and they found a way.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. This time, it's going to be a lot more difficult. And, you know, you're playing teams that – the good news is, this is what I would say, even though I saw this statistic, Belichick is 0-5 against teams he's played in the regular season in the playoffs. So if you've played a team like Baltimore in the regular season and he plays them again in the postseason, he's 0-5. So that doesn't bode well very much,
no.
I would say. But again, I think a lot of Patriot fans are thinking this is finally the year that they don't go back to a Super Bowl. They might get to the conference final again because they're going to get that home game, most likely the bye at this point. And the worst case scenario is either Kansas City catches them and they drop down to a 3, or if they somehow lose to Buffalo and Buffalo with tiebreakers actually wins the division. Can you imagine that scenario? Buffalo's still in it. Buffalo still has a shot to win the division. I don't think it's going to happen, but we shall see.
All right. Patrick Mahomes.
617-779-0850. Let's go to the phones. And Bob in Pembroke is next up on Sports Radio WEEI. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, guys. I'm still adjusting to your new home, but I hope it continues to go well.
Thank you.
Hey, I was so impressed with Steve Bulpet's comments. I just had to call. I thought he was
good.
Insightful, succinct, interesting. I really can't say enough about his commentary. It was great. But the real reason I called is I was in New York for a wedding over the summer in August, and I get in the cab, and you start talking with the driver about sports. His first comment about the Patriots, look, enough about a bunch of cheaters. Everything they've done is tainted. And he probably reflects the rest of the world, and it's only going to get worse now. And then my final comment was, I was just wondering, I think we are beginning to experience Patriot fatigue. And, Craig, I remember when you were a Yankees fan. I don't know if you still are, but I just wondered, was there ever Yankees fatigue?
Every year. I mean, they're the analogs. Yankees and Patriots are pretty much the same team.
But in New York, did they?
Oh, no, because
Yankees?
You have to. No, it's different because you have two teams in New York.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
they,
anyway.
You know, the Yankees dominate in that area, but at least you have, if you flip on WFAN, there are more Met fans calling in the Yankee fans. Because the Mets have been working, they're, you know, what happens is more negativity surrounding a team that doesn't win very often versus the Yankees. You think there's Yankee fatigue right now after they got Gerrit Cole?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah. The cab driver is probably having a field day now. But anyway, you guys do a phenomenal job. Merry Christmas, and I'll keep on listening.
Thank you, Bob.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Really appreciate it. 617-779-0850. But there is that perception. And it is everywhere, and we know it abstractly. I don't know if you run into people that hate the Patriots, Larry.
Do you? Quite a few.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
In New England?
Yeah.
People are just...
You're just sick of the cheating and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
The league, the nation, you know, and I hear these commentators all the time, be it Max Kellerman on First Take. You watch a lot of First Take. Be it the guys on satellite radio. And they're just blatant about it. They say it outright. They're not hedging their bets. They're telling you exactly what they feel. And they all say, I can't take another Super Bowl with the Patriots. Right. They'll root for anybody
that can
slay the dragon. It was Kansas City last year. It's the Ravens this year. It was Denver when Manning was there. Anybody but the Patriots. And, you know, I can see where Bob is going with that. Because the rest of the country, we all consume media superficially in a lot of ways. Do we really probe a lot of these stories? If you're a cab driver in New York or you're a fan out in California, are you really looking at all the details of this latest Spygate episode? Probably not. Oh, it's the Patriots. Therefore, there has to be cheating involved. That's just the way it is. All right, 617.
Well, they earned it.
Yep, 779-0850. It is Danny from Quincy who is next.
Danielson.
What's happening, Danny?
You know, I figured John from Malden would come out of his Yankee rat hole this morning after they spent $15 trillion on a pitcher. You know what I mean?
But you're not bitter.
Let him have him. You know, it didn't work with any of the players they signed. They still haven't won a championship. So keep trying there, Johnny boy.
Would you rather do what the Red Sox are doing?
Oh, Larry, the Red Sox, you know, the Red Sox, forget it. They haven't homegrown any talent in, well, how many years? 5 years now? I haven't heard one prospect coming out of that farm system. That's their problem, okay? So until they start growing their own and infiltrating them into the starting lineup, you do that, you won't have to worry about signing Mookie Betts to a $40 million a year contract for the next 30 years, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Did Benintendi come out of their system?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they have a lot of full-time players now, but Danny's saying they're not restocking the shelves.
No, they're not. Right. Their farm system, and with all their money, forget about the free agency. With all the money that organization had, you would think they would put the money back into the farm system and the scouting, and that's where the your bread and butter is, and then you supplement with free agency.
Danny, I have a trivia question.
I mean, listen, I'm ripping on the Yankees. I just rip on John because he always comes out of the woodwork. As soon as the Yankees make some kind of news on a free agent, they lose the World Series. They don't even make it to the World Series, and you don't hear from them.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they signed Gerrit Cole, if they were going to the
Good.
World Series.
Let them have him.
But,
you know,
Danny, you have to.
Anyways.
Danny, hold on. Get out of your partisan perspective for a second. I mean, if one team could benefit from Gerrit Cole's services, it would certainly be the Yankees. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Okay. Look at, he's a talented pitcher. There's no question about it. But would you agree they've had a pretty good good talent and great talent last year, the year before? I mean, and still they fell short. So,
well, that's why they.
Anyway,
that's
just,
why they're
I'm
willing to open up their coffers.
Would you be excited if the Red Sox signed him?
Oh, Larry, they have so much dead money right now, Larry. Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously I would be. I mean, but I sometimes signing the best player on the market is not the answer to everything. It doesn't usually fall in that. It doesn't usually fall that way, Larry. So,
well, for pitchers, I think it's a little bit different for pitchers. Now, I can understand somebody spending over $300 million on an everyday player like a Bryce Harper, Machado, or maybe Betts. I think that's foolish money. But for a 29-year-old pitcher who did what he did last year and the year before, I think if they get 4 or 5 years, it's fine. That's all they need.
Well, I don't disagree with it. Listen, I'm just kind of Ribbon John, like you don't hear from him, and then they sign the pitcher, and then he comes out of the woodwork, you know?
Those typical Yankee fans.
Yeah, but hey, Larry, I'm with you. I'm so depressed about the Patriots. You know, I mean, that game last week, you know, I the sequence of events that happened, Belichick did the right thing challenging the spot. I'm hearing about, he shouldn't have never challenged it. The guy was a yard short. Okay, and he was bobbling the ball as the forward progress was being established. He was a yard short. He did absolutely the right thing in challenging that. The referees screwed him last week. Screwed him. I mean, they just completely after that, I couldn't even think straight.
Well, the other two,
all the sequence of events that happened after that with Harry in the end zone and all that, it all happened right one after the other. It was. No, and I told you they were going to finish 12-4, didn't I, Craig? I don't even know if they're going. They might finish 11-5.
Danny, they're going to win their last three games.
Oh God, they're going to win 8 in a row. Get right back in the race.
Craig. To quote one of our genius callers, yes.
Danny, how do you like the cheating scandal?
Yeah. Larry, you know something? I turned it off the first minute I heard it. I can't listen to that on the radio. I just can't. My patience right now is not there with that kind of crap.
I hear you.
You know, and to the caller about trading Philip Rivers for Tom Brady, I wouldn't trade Mickey Rivers. I actually would take Mickey Rivers over Philip Rivers right now. Speaking of the Yankees, right? What are you kidding me? You're going to trade one old quarterback for a worse old quarterback?
So how did
what is he thinking?
Hey, Danny, I wasn't watching last Sunday. How did Jimmy Garoppolo do last Sunday? I didn't see what
happened.
I'll
tell you, man. You know, I have my work. I get the only consolation I would have, Craig, is my thinking right now is it's going to be the Ravens in San Francisco in the Super Bowl as it stands right now, and yeah, I would like to see him win it, you know, and I'd shove it right down all the Tom Brady sycophants' throats who said the guy couldn't play, you know, San Francisco got a good team. Baltimore right now, to me, they're unstoppable
for now. Do you really envision the Pats losing them to them twice in one season?
Oh, Craig, you got to stop with that, man. By the way, that's a myth that the Patriots don't lose to the second team twice.
No,
it's a myth.
No, it is. It's a record. That the myth is they're 0-5 against teams they've played in the regular season and in the postseason.
You know, I told you, the only way you can you have to find a way to defend that handoff. Like, he puts the ball into Ingram's belly for like 3 seconds.
Be careful what you say about that. Wasn't there an announcer? There was an announcer in California that said it was difficult to see the ball because he had dark skin.
I know what he meant, though.
Yeah,
but I'm not talking about that. I'm only talking about the. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, I'm only saying it's very difficult to defend a play where you think the ball is going into the hands of Ingram, who's a force in of itself. And then he takes it out, and then he runs. Forget about the color of his jersey and all that stuff. How are you going to do that?
Right.
You got to blow up the play at the line of scrimmage. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm worried about Cincinnati tomorrow. But
are they taking the run pass option to a whole new level? Those two guys. I mean, I've never seen anybody.
It's not
pull
even
that
a run pass, Craig. It's more like a run.
Yeah, it's the pistol.
It's either Jackson or it's Ingram.
Yeah, it's not even
an
RPO.
And then he
right.
supplements
yeah.
with the pass.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know.
But what he did on Thursday night, because you know a lot of the naysayers were saying, well, you got to prove it with your arm as well. The guy's got more touchdown passes than anybody in the league.
He's 5 touchdown passes.
Right.
The other
He's
night.
Got 32 for the year.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, Craig. I mean,
what do you think of the Brady rumors? That he might go someplace else next year.
Larry, that room has been going on how long? I worry about that at the end of the season. I just want to get through the season. This is depressing.
Boy,
it really is.
You sound like Larry. Larry's down in the dumps. He's been singing the Patriot Blues. Now you're doing the same thing.
Because I got too much crap
Danny,
going on.
Remember, it was
forget the crap,
Larry.
It's the way the team's playing. It started with Antonio Brown. That was the whole – the season ended when they took away Antonio Brown from the team. It ended. And I know how Brady's feeling. I feel the same way. Felt exactly the same way he did when I found out they cut him after Belichick put him on the practice field on that Friday afternoon. And you know Belichick was – he was peed off because Kraft came in and undercut his authority on the playing field. And that's where the season ended, okay? And I hope everyone's happy. Because if they had him, they'd be undefeated right now if they had him.
Well, I'm not happy.
Well, I mean, you and I were probably the only ones, Larry.
I think people are responding in the moment. Right now, the reality feels as if, because they've lost 2 games in a row against teams that are good and playoff contenders.
Craig, they don't have anybody.
Forget about losing, Craig. Even if the offense can't move the chains.
All right, so
don't forget, even after the Harry callback, they had the ball on the 1 yard line, the 3 yard line.
Yeah,
they still couldn't get it in. They were going backwards.
Yeah, they ended up kicking the field goal.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They can't move the chains, and it's very frustrating. Even if they were winning those games, Craig, I wouldn't feel happy. It's depressing. I'm preparing for the worst.
Man, I'll tell you, guys,
it is depressing.
Oh man,
negative
Nancy's here. They got two bottom feeders in the Bengals and Miami, a Buffalo team that isn't exactly explosive on offense either.
Craig, it doesn't matter.
Believe.
You're looking at this team in its totality.
Larry, they're going to end up 13-3. You think?
Good. I hope they do.
You know, I have a bunch of friends who are Giant fans who live down in Connecticut. You think they'd like to be in the Patriots position right now?
With
that losers of 8-9 in a row?
Yeah, boy, that Eli's something else, isn't he?
Well, the first half he was great. Threw a couple of touchdown passes.
That's
to
the
Slayton.
Story of his career.
Oh yeah, he could never get it done when crunch time happened.
No, he makes a couple of great passes, but other than that,
yeah. Well,
he gives you that deer in the headlight look.
So that's the best you have.
It's like, it is.
Yeah. He didn't have it in 2 Super Bowls. That's all I can tell you. But I'm just saying, a lot of teams would love to trade places
for Eli Manning
with the New England Patriots. You know, the San Diego / L.A. Chargers would love to have the Patriot problems. The Jacksonville Jaguars would love to have the Patriots problems.
Patriots need Mahomes, or they need Jackson.
It's not only do they hate the team, other fans around the country hate you guys, you Patriot fans, for being so entitled. I'm so depressed. They've lost two in a row. What am I going to do
Craig,
with myself?
I don't mind them losing.
Life as I know it is about to
end.
I
don't mind them losing. I don't like the way they're losing.
Listen, they have a stout defense.
You get a ball on the third yard line and you can't score.
Okay. They are, I guarantee you, and I know it because I already said it. Joe's already got the numbers. At 9:14 this morning, 9:14 a.m. on 12/14/19, I predict that you in 3 weeks will be saying something completely different.
Okay.
Okay? Because all you're doing is, and I understand why, you're responding to two straight losses, and then the Cincinnati sideline brouhaha is putting you
none
in
of it,
a bad
none of it
mood.
Means anything. Just listen to Uncle Craig. Just dust all that stuff under the rug.
I'll put it this way. Before the season ends for the Patriots, they're not going to go down the way. You think they're just going to go down with a whimper.
I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. I can't predict anything with this team right now.
And maybe that's your
problem. I like the defense.
A year ago, after the Pittsburgh loss, where did you think the Patriots are going to be? Did you predict they'd be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy? No. No one thought that. We thought it was over. The Brady era was ending
Did you like the Super Bowl?
They won the Super Bowl, Larry. I don't care if I liked it.
Did you like it?
I like the fact the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Why can't you ever answer a question? Did you like it?
Oh, now we're awarding style points. Oh, okay. That Super Bowl
Craig,
wasn't as good as...
That was a terrible Super Bowl.
See, this is why they hate Patriot fans.
I don't care.
I'm so entitled and privileged. I'm now... I'm putting style points on Super Bowl. I didn't like that one because it wasn't offensively and aesthetically pleasing.
It wasn't
pleasing.
For Brady's pass to Gronk.
Talk about
to
it.
Get him in the end zone. It was a terrible Super Bowl.
Obnoxious. If anybody's listening to this show, they can on radio.com around the country on their iPhones, are going, can you believe Patriot fans are now assessing which Super Bowl is more pleasing to me? I'm upset because they only won 13-3. They should have scored 25 points.
I don't like you. I like assessing the team how they played how the offense did.
617-779.
Your favorite play is Brady throwing the ball on the ground.
All right. We are going to assess all this, and we'll see how depressed, quote-unquote, Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald is. We'll take some of your telephone calls as well. But talk about the ultimate entitled Patriot fan. How do you like that Super Bowl win? That was terrible. That was terrible.
You liked it?
I'm depressed.
Yeah, you liked it.
I'm so upset. I'm such a terrible mood. How am I going to get out of this
terrible
deep depression? Oh, please, doctor, save me from this. Give me some nice medication.
Give me a rope.
Right. All right. We'll be back right after this. I'm hoping Patriot fans aren't nearly as depressed as Larry Johnson.
I'm not depressed.
And Danny from Quincy are.
I'm not depressed.
He hasn't gotten over that Super Bowl win from last year. We'll be back right after this. Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio 850 AM, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
617-779-0850 is our telephone number. It is Mustard and Johnson. Final half hour will be giving way to ESPN Radio at 12 noon. And we'll talk with Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald in a bit. But before we go to Karen, let's head to Canton, Massachusetts, alas, not Canton, Ohio. And just as Danny predicted, all the Yankee fans coming out of the proverbial woodwork. What a surprise. We haven't talked to Mike from Canton in weeks, and now here he
Merry
is.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Hey, you got coal in your stocking.
That was
yeah,
terrible.
That's right. Yeah. Good. Hey, you know what? Hey, I got to tell you, I'm going to get that in a minute, but just quickly on the Patriots, in the, to quote Sheldon Richardson, former Jets defensive lineman, If they ain't cheating, they ain't trying.
Well, in this case, even I would have to defend. I was very suspicious of their activities, certainly with Spygate. This one, it seems a plausible excuse. Unfortunately, no one wants to give them that excuse.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Boyle cried wolf, Craig.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to send Laurel, you know? Laurel and Hottie out there to do the videotaping.
Yeah, right. But anyway, getting on to the baseball, I have two brothers. Now, one thinks it's just ridiculous to give any professional athlete this kind of money. He says, it's absurd. I wouldn't do it. My other brother, and this would drive Larry crazy, I know, he says, what do I care? It's not my money. You know?
Yeah, but you can't approach it that way.
You're right. You're right, Larry. I will say, Larry, if I'm the GM, let me put myself in the GM's chair. If I'm the GM, I wouldn't have done it. Because Cole is, you know, he may be good for 4 years, but the last, you know, 4 or 5 years of that contract, there's a good chance he's either going to be hurt or done. So, you know, they're going to probably be paying a lot of money for nothing.
Well, they know that. They know that.
Yeah, I know they do.
Right.
Oh, I know they do. Cashman's reasoning it. Cashman, obviously, we know what's going on. Cashman is going for it right now. That's what this is. I mean, he's trying to do it quickly. While he's got the team.
Well, right. And as you well know, and you heard it quite often back in October, they completed a decade for the first time since Babe Ruth that they did not win at least one World Series.
Right. I know. And getting to that, what happened, and this is leads me to my next point, Houston did what the Yanks couldn't do. The Nationals did what the Yanks couldn't do. They exposed Houston's pedestrian bullpen in the World Series. That was the difference. The Yanks couldn't do that. But you saw what the Nationals did. I mean, Houston had a 2-0 lead going in the seventh inning at home, game seven. You got to win that game.
Yeah, and Cole wasn't exactly lights out against the Nats at all in the World Series.
No.
But they, you know, with that offense, they got to hit in timely situations a little bit better in the postseason. But
yeah, well, that was the big deal. Right. You're right.
I mean, we got somebody more important than you on the other line.
But anyway, my last point before we go to Karen, there's a lot of pressure. There's more pressure on the Yankees today than there has been in the last 15, 20 years.
There always is, Craig. Yep. You know, Peter Gammons once said, if you don't win the World Series, even winning the World Series is like handing out tokens at the tee. You know, that's the way people think of it, the Yankees. They're expected.
Have you talked to Dave?
He's retired.
I know. Do you have his number?
I do. Yeah, I talked to him a couple of months ago. But
you have his home number?
I have his cell phone.
Oh, okay, leave it on my machine, will you?
I will,
this
my friend.
This is really riveting radio.
He ought to take us
out. By the way, before I go, real quick on the Red Sox, if they want to leap past Tampa Bay, forget about the Yankees. If they want to leap past Tampa Bay, they need to significantly improve their bullpen. Because they're limited as to what they can do with the starting pitching, because they have those three guys in a contract. So they have to significantly supplement their bullpen, or they're going to finish third again.
Well, they're trying to cut their payroll.
Well,
so
the Chaim Bloom era is upon us. Mike, thanks for the call.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
As Larry mentioned a couple minutes ago, we shall talk to Karen Garigian, our weekly visit with Karen, as Patriots and Bengals prepare to do battle in Cincinnati. And I guess, Karen, once again, we are on to Cincinnati. Hello, Karen. Are you there? Karen? Joe? Okay. Maybe.
Would you talk her off the phone?
I must have. Okay. We'll get to Karen in a little bit. I had a nice intro there, and unfortunately, Karen wasn't ready to take it. That's okay. But as we know, Patriots and Bengals playing tomorrow. Okay. Karen, are you there? I'm still not hearing her. We have her on. Am I doing everything I need to do? Yeah. Somehow or not. Karen, are you there?
Oh, am I here?
You are there, and we are here.
Where are you?
What's going on, Karen?
Yay. Well, hey. Yeah, we are on to Cincinnati.
How was how was Brady's press conference yesterday?
Oh, that was fun. Get the fun?
Yeah.
Yes. these are getting less fun for him, I guess.
Well, and apparently, I don't know if you've been listening, but not very fun for my partner. I mean, he's really down in the dumps. He's whining and caterwauling, and it's no fun to be a Patriot fan anymore. Life sucks, no. And then you die. I mean, this is really terrible. Larry, I've never seen Larry so depressed in my life over the Patriots or any other team.
Well, I got to ask, were you this depressed at the same point last year?
That's what I've been asking him, and I think this is...
I think the problem with this year, Karen, is that there are a lot of questions, and nobody's giving any answers.
Well, maybe there aren't answers, Larry.
Well, I think you can dig them up.
Well, no. I mean, maybe they're just not good enough this year.
We said the same thing a mere 12 months ago, and they never lost another game after Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is true.
You know, have you figured out their offense yet?
Have who? Have I?
Yes. You're the great wizard.
Yeah, they're not good.
Can I quote you on that one? Karen Garigian, yeah. This just in, they're not good.
Yeah, they're not good enough right at this point. It's pretty, I mean, you watch them and it's, you know, my colleague Andrew Callahan has written some interesting things this week and last week, you know, about the offensive line, and he's written stuff about when other teams have been blitzing Brady, what's been happening. What teams do now is they just send zero blitz. They send the house. The Chiefs sent the house at him last week. And, you know, there's the receivers. If you have rookie receivers, they don't know what to do when stuff like that happens. And teams can see this on tape, and they're finding it out. And even as veteran receivers are going the wrong way and doing the wrong things when, you know, Brady is under duress.
Oh.
And the fact that they can't run the ball is not helping things either.
What are you talking about? They got Sony Michel.
Yeah, well.
8 yards and 5 carries or whatever it was. Did Brady address at all, did anybody ask him, and I saw the press conference after the game, why he didn't throw to Jacoby Myers, who looked pretty wide open, and maybe not for a touchdown, but for a first down before instead of throwing the ball to Edelman? Was that addressed at all?
No, nobody asked him, but I think the assumption was since the kid dropped about 3 passes before that, would you trust?
Yeah.
Would you? I think that was kind of the assumption that nobody was going to blame Brady for not, you know, immediately pulling the trigger on him in that key situation. Plus, for the first time, like all night, Edelman somehow had single coverage.
Right.
I mean, the guy made a great play, but just about every play every snap before that, the Chiefs had two guys on him. And for whatever reason, again, because they essentially sent the house after Brady, Edelman was left with single coverage.
Why isn't running back Harris getting in the game?
Yeah, that's a bazillion-dollar question we keep asking Belichick just about every week.
Well, he's pretty glib, so what did he tell you?
Well, he keeps – his pat answer is, we just do what's best for the team.
Oh, gosh. How can you stand it?
Well, what? You know.
All right, talk to
it
me.
Larry, it is what it is.
Yeah, what? Wait a minute, let me write that down.
I like that one, too.
It is what it is. What about Moe and Curly, or Curly and Larry going out there to do the videotaping? Did you find any other answers to that?
Well, what do you need? What do you need to know? I mean,
whose idea was it?
I think they're guilty. I think they're guilty on a lot of fronts. I mean, either they're really guilty and they set the whole thing up, and boy, that would be pretty stupid, or they're guilty for carelessness, because again, for having, you know, this type of crime on your record a couple of times, for having cheating on your record, you would think that they would kind of cross the dot the I's and cross the T's and have their people aware, no matter if they're outside employees, what the flipping rules are. You would think.
Well, Belichick said he has nothing to do with it. That it's totally out of his realm with the football operations. So who's
But guess what? Guess what, Larry? He had a scout there who's part of the football operations.
Well, who was he?
Right?
Who was he scouting?
But yet
Cincinnati?
now they're distancing themselves, saying, "Oh, the scout didn't see anything. Nothing to see here, Sergeant Schultz. He didn't know what they were doing."
I tell you, I'm so embarrassed about them. And when these stories come out, as a Patriots fan, you should be embarrassed.
But I love Belichick's news conference on Wednesday when he said, "We're competitive and we'll try to be competitive in every area, but we don't knowingly, intentionally want to do anything that has crossed the line." Since that has happened, referring to Spygate, I'd say we try to keep a good distance behind the line. But, you know, occasionally, but it's never really fundamentally changed. I love that. We try to keep a good distance behind the line and not maybe take it as far as we might have in the past. Like, he's almost admitting that we did cheat in Spygate back in 2007 and before.
Right, except his other famous line was, they did it in front of 80,000 people. Mm. So, really, how bad could that be?
That sounds very familiar, but that's a different story for a different topic. But, so, what would be the there really isn't any motivation to be looking at the coaching staff of the Cincinnati Bengals that have won a grand total of one game. So, there is some plausibility here, isn't there?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question was, what possible motive would Belichick have to be spying on the worst team in football last Sunday?
Well, you would think none, but they are. I mean, it's kind of a new coach and a new system, and I mean, that's what the theory is in Cincinnati. But again, if they have to stoop to that level for a one-win team, I mean, really? I mean, they have more problems than we think.
Well, they seem to have a lot of problems. And for those optimists out there, if the glass is actually half full instead of empty, what would be the best case scenario? Obviously, winning a Super Bowl, but what would have to happen for them to get back to hoisting Vince Lombardi's trophy in somewhere in early February? What do they have to do between now and then?
Well, it's partly them and partly some luck. I mean, they have to win out, or at least make sure they get the second seed so they have that first round bye. Then they have to hope that probably somebody takes out Baltimore. So...
And Kansas City could go into Baltimore and win, because if we're seated as we think, you know, it's going to be Ravens 1, Patriots 2, KC 3. You say that everybody holds serve, and Baltimore would play the winner of KC and Buffalo. Actually, KC would come here first if that would be the case, right? And Baltimore would have to lose probably to either the Texans or the Titans or the Bills, something like that. I guess that could happen, but not likely. Mm-hmm. Not likely at this point.
I mean, I think every team, perhaps with the exception of Baltimore, is flawed. Yeah. Or is beatable, let's say. Were you that impressed with Kansas City?
No, and they looked good in the first half and barely did anything in the second half and were beneficiaries of two very bad calls. And they got out of here alive, but they certainly were far from impressive. You know, Houston, after beating the Patriots, what happened to them last week? They were thoroughly and totally embarrassed and humiliated by Denver.
Right.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
The Titans would be
right. I would be more afraid of Tennessee.
Right.
And who says Tennessee can't pull off an upset somewhere?
Right. And they beat the Pats last year. So, you know, that's doable.
Right. So, again, the way I look at it, the team that is absolutely going to beat you is the Ravens in Baltimore. No shot. That's done. If somebody takes out the Ravens, then whoever it is, assuming the Patriots hold on to the number two seed,
right,
is going to have to come into Foxborough.
Yeah.
And again, with weather conditions and whatnot, that gives the Patriots a fighting chance.
Yeah, I think you're going to see KC again. It looked the way, if everything goes according to Hoyle, you got KC in the third slot, Patriots second. KC beats the winner. It's probably going to be I'm trying to think who they'd play in the first round. Probably the Titans at this point. They play the Titans. If they beat the Titans at Arrowhead, which isn't a guarantee. The Titans beat them already this year. And that's the other weird thing about the AFC playoffs this year. They've all played each other before. Every team that's going to be playing each other in the postseason has played each other in the regular season, including even Buffalo and Tennessee. They're going to be playing on Sunday night.
Yeah. So, look, if KC comes to Foxborough for a round two of an AFC championship and round two this year, I'd give the Patriots a 50-50 shot in that game.
Oh, at least, yeah. I think that was, you know, although that record, you probably know it too. Apparently, the Belichick is 0-5 against teams he's played in the regular season and then again in the postseason. Is that teams he's lost to in the regular season? You know that number,
Karen? That's kind of an odd thing.
Yeah, right.
And you wouldn't suspect that, but which is really weird, but again, I think this is an odd year, so I'm with odd things happening.
Hey, last question from me. I know you know him personally, but I mean, it's still, he's got that fence around him as far as giving out information. But as a person guessing, what's going to happen with Brady at the end of the year?
You ask this question every week to Karen.
Well, I know
it changes. It changes.
The answer still isn't unknown. But, you know, if you were to guess right now,
right,
you would probably say, you know, he's working toward his final games in New England. But again, who knows what the heck is going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen when push comes to shove? And will Robert Kraft get, you know, nervous at that point? And, you know, if Brady goes out and someone that he's, you know, will Robert Kraft say, oh my God, he's going to play for Miami? Again, these are all variables. You just don't know.
Well, where will you end up?
Where do you think I'm going to be?
I don't know.
Right here.
Tennessee.
Quarterbacks come, quarterbacks go, but Karen Garigian is always there
at
the Boston Herald Sports
page. We love you madly. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Sure. Anytime, guys.
Talk to you soon.
All right, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. Karen Garigian, of course, of the Boston Herald, doing her weekly thing on Mustard and Johnson. Remember that number, 617-779-0850. If you don't have radio.com app, do it now. You'll get some FM fidelity on your AM dial. If you don't like a little of that static that AM provides. Thanks to Joe Cortez on the other side of the glass. Enjoy your weekend and try to be a little bit more optimistic than my partner. I don't know what's going to shake him out of his doldrums. But we'll see you next week at 9 o'clock. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.